on the corner of Mountain and Third.
The following program was recorded live at the Third Street Coffee House, a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30. And find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
And the song lives on when everything outside is on.
I'm going to bring on our opening act, Dan and Adonna, The Entwined. You're going to love them. Thank you. How about a big Third Street welcome?
Yay!
Thank you. Song's called Me and Billy the Kid. Now me and Billy the Kid never got along. I didn't like the way he cocked his hat and he wore his gun all wrong. We had the same girlfriend, he never forgot it. She had a cute little chihuahua, till one day he up and shot it. He rode the hard country down the New Mexico line. He had a silver pocket watch, then he never did whine. He crippled a piano player for playing his favorite song. Yeah, me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. Now me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. I didn't like the way he buckled his belt and he wore his gun all wrong. He was bad to the bone, all hopped up on speed. I would have left him alone if it wasn't for that senorita. But he gave her silver and he paid her hotel bill. And it was me she loved, she said she always will. I'd always go and see her whenever Billy was gone. Yeah, me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. Me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. I didn't like the way he tied his shoes and he wore his gun all wrong. One day I told Billy, man, I got this foolproof scheme. We're gonna rob Wells Fargo, she's busting at the seams. Well, I knew I'd framed him, but I didn't feel bad, 'cause the way I was living, it was driving me mad. Billy went for his gun, but his gun was on all wrong. Yeah, me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. Now me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. I sure liked the way he swayed in the wind while I played his favorite song. Now my baby sings harmony to La Cucaracha. We sit and wind that pocket watch and she pets her new chihuahua. We moved into a hotel, bought a room with a shower. We lie and listen to the watch tick hour after hour. And outside the wind is blowing, oh, so strong. Yeah, me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. No, we never got along. We never got along. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's me and Billy the Kid. All right, we're going to feature Adana on a song now. This is a Roberta Flack song.
Thank you.
And it's the time of the year when those homegrown tomatoes are coming in. And jelly beans, yes. Don't you love them homegrown tomatoes?
And jelly beans.
Ain't nothing in the world I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden. Pick your ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Each time I go out and get me a big one, homegrown tomatoes,
homegrown tomatoes.
What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things a money can't buy, that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. You can go out to eat them, that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, you can make your very own tomato juice. Eat them with eggs, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pin or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes,
homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things money can't buy, that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. I could change this life I lead, I'd be a Johnny Tomato seed. I know what this country needs, it's homegrown tomatoes in every town you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes,
homegrown tomatoes,
homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things a money can't buy, that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes,
homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things a money can't buy, that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Thank you. Homegrown tomatoes. All right, this is a song I wrote years ago with a friend of mine, Pete Honzik. And I think I only played it out once. It's called Thundercloud Blues. There's a dark cloud hanging over my lonely head. It's been raining all day long, never should have got out of bed. If this is the best of living, I'm better off dead. I've been trying to write a love song, but the words won't come. Am I talking to myself, baby? Am I just thinking on the run? That cold November sky's dark and gray. Lord, help me make it through the day. Thundercloud blues. There's a glimmering ray of sunshine punching through a stubborn cloud. Am I talking to myself, baby, or am I just thinking out loud? One thing I know for certain, it's time to turn this game around. I find myself in Belize.
Woo!
As the sun sets on a tropical day. I'm swaying in a hammock with a Belican beer, as the palm trees sway. Now this is the best of living. Let those thundercloud blues roll right away. Oh, thundercloud blues. Thank you. Thundercloud Blues. Actually, that last verse was written after our trip to Belize last year.
So. Imagine that. Yeah. Yay, Raw Pelican.
All right, we're going to feature Adonna again on the song here.
So this is a Dougie McLean song. It's called Ready for the Storm. And we go to Wisconsin every year and do a little St. Paddy's Day tour, and this is one that we added for us. I kind of like it. I hope you do too. We're not doing a blues song, Dan. Oh, the waves crash in and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn the lonely sailor. The lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bone to the sailor's soul, till there's nothing left that he can hold except the rolling ocean. But I am ready for the storm. The storm, I'm ready for the storm. Oh, give me mercy for my dreams, 'cause every contemplation seems to tell me what it really to be this lonely sailor. And when you take me by your side, you love me warm, you love me. And I should have realized I had no reason to be frightened. But I am ready for the storm.
Storm. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a good one. This is a classic Dan Hildebrand. So much fun. Take a listen.
It's a song I wrote before political correctness was cool. I still don't think it's cool, but...
It's not.
I got the load down, turned around, politically correct blues.
Driving me insane, hurting my brain from my head down to my shoes.
We're on a guilt trip, you better button your lip, I heard it on the news. I got the load down, turned around, politically correct blues.
Back in the 1980s, not wanting to offend, speak your mind, they call you crazy or insensitive to no end. So some change their choice of words on things that might upset. Yeah, just tyranny with manners called politically correct. PC, that is. Now for those who are a bit confused, let me tell you how those PC words are used. She's not the worst, she's the least best. He's not bald, he's follically regressed. Well, she's not fat, she's just curvy. He's not drunk, just a little bit swervy. He's not insane, just a different state of mind. He's not a redneck, he's rustically inclined. Driving me insane, hurting my brain from my head down to my shoes. We're on a guilt trip, you better button your lip, I heard it on the news. I got the load down, turned around, politically correct blues. Now folks, just in case you didn't hear me before, let me go ahead and give you a little bit more. She's not ugly, she's unattractive. He's not lazy, he's just underactive. He's not a midget, he's a little person. Don't tell that joke, man, it's worse than cursing. Santa Claus is next to go, just because he said, ho, ho, ho.
Jingle bells.
I got the load down, turned around, politically correct blues. Driving me insane, hurting my brain from my head down to my shoes. We're on a guilt trip, you better button your lip, I heard it on the news. I got the load down, turned around, politically correct blues. I got the load down, turned around, politically correct blues.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess we've got one more song. Thanks for listening. Again, Dan Hildebrand, Adonna Lamon. We are the Entwined.
Thank,
thank you
much.
Very much. And we're looking forward to listening to Andrew tonight. Oh, I've been looking forward to that for a while now. So this last song I wrote when I first moved to Virginia. Virginia makes me smile because it's so pretty here. And so this song is called A Smile for You.
Early morning waking, frying eggs and bacon, smell the coffee making, it's another day brand new. The toaster is smoking, with a fork no poking.
Nope.
Really I'm not joking, as the sun comes shining through. And in the Blue Ridge Mountains, it's a beautiful day. The morning sunshine, chasing my gray skies away. A smile from me, a smile for you, a smile for another day in the mountains of blue.
A woodpecker's tapping, grandpa's knacking, duck is half flacking. on the radio. Mama's frying chicken. I'm grinning and a pecking. Boot heels are clicking to the sound of an old banjo.
And in the Blue Ridge Mountains, it's a beautiful day. The morning sunshine chasing my gray skies away. Smile from me, a smile for you.
A smile for another day in the mountains so blue.
A smile from me. A smile for another day in the mountains of blue.
Join us, you are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when the skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take
Thank you very much.
We're going to relinquish the stage to Andrew. We'll let him get set up for a moment, but thank you so much for listening.
All right, folks. Andrew Kassab has been on our stage a number of times. He is always a blast. He's just warming up on a sixth string now, but when he gets his fingers warm, let me tell you what, he's going to break out that harp guitar over there. That's got a few more than six strings. He's just magic on that thing. So how about a big Third Street welcome for Andrew Kassab?
Thank you. You know, the coffee is really good here. So this is a harp guitar, and one of the things that's always good to see is you're not going to see a whole lot of them. There's about five folks, including myself, that tour around the States and play this enormously geeky instrument. This one right here, it's got six strings like a standard guitar, and then it's got six sub-bass strings, which allow me to get a little wider range. And a good way to kind of think about this is like the piano over here compared to a harmonica or something like that, where you have an extended range. And then, of course, it's also how you play it.
Thank you.
I'm going to break this up. I'm going to get this into a tune and then switch it back over to the sixth string. Well, some people say a man's made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, mind that sweet butter, back that strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I woke up one morning when the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel, I walked to the mine. I load 16 tons of the number I called, and the straw bar's hot, and my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't call me, cause I can't go. Soul to the company store. Well, you see me coming, you better step aside. Another man didn't and another man died. I got a fist of vine and a fist of steel. If the right one don't get ya, left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't call me, cause I can't go. We'll be right back. This is a bit of a longer kind of piece here, and it's a medley of a couple of pieces that I think we'll probably, some of this will end up on the CD coming up. Plus, I got to play something slower, because otherwise Bob will run through his cake, and then, I know, or, you know, it's just like you'll sugar crash out, and next thing you know, you'll be asleep.
Thank you.
Yep. Actually, if you really want to get geeky about it, the gentleman is asking about how you tune your guitar, right? Whether it's an open tuning and this thing or not. And actually, if you think about it, your guitar in what you might think is your standard tuning is still an open tuning. There is no, unfortunately, a good way to think about it. In the history of guitar, there was a standard tuning that was developed by Antonio de Torres when he developed what you know as the modern-day classical guitar and the bracing that goes under it. But before then, and even still after then, you can change your guitar pitch. And even still, as if you study classical guitar, you'll notice that they play in a lot of certain keys because they play to the strengths of that standard tuning. But it's still kind of not a standard tuning. Because you have drop D has been around for a long time. You have the vihuela tuning. You have Vestpool. You have open C. You have the Spanish G, which then traveled across the ocean and became the taro patch. You have the different standard tunings that they have in Hawaiian culture or Celtic culture. And so I love that this is an interesting sort of, I love these discussions. I label myself as a folk artist, and sometimes people will come up to me and they say, but you're not playing Pete Seeger-esque stuff. And I said, well, maybe you're not thinking outside the box. Because here I'm in a what would be a standard sort of Celtic folk tuning. I'm still playing folk music, just not Pete Seeger.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a Michael Hedges piece. Michael Hedges was an instrumentalist out of the 1980s. And he was another one of these great harp guitarists. Unfortunately, he passed away on... he drove off one of these twisty mountain roads up in California. He wrote one of these pieces called Because It's There. And I forget the exact person who he was talking about. It was a Japanese mountain climber. And I can understand this from having a buddy who I grew up with in high school, where he became a mountain guide, and he lives still in Colorado. And he goes up and down mountains and takes people there with him. And if you ever talk to anybody who does climb up mountains consistently, then the reasoning is pretty much along that same lines. It's because, well, it's there. Let's go. So I have, I'm going to do another two songs here, another two pieces back to back. This one I wrote is from Traveled Around, and it's funny, I kept trying to take a shortcut to go through a city that I was trying to get through, a metropolitan area, and fortunately I kept moving, but the shortcut did not necessarily become a shortcut, but I still felt really good about continually moving, so it's a good thing. Thank you. I love this one. This is, you know, I love hearing these things driving around, and it's my pleasure to be back here, driving back to the Third Street Coffee House, and I'm sure I will be back in the next season here. But again, big thanks to the good folks here, and the good folks running the show, minding your sugar for you and your caffeine intake. Well, what you gonna do when you're well run dry? Are you just gonna sit around or wipe your weeping eye? Or what you gonna do when your baby said bye? Are you just gonna sit around? You're gonna wonder why. What you gonna do when the blues come on, turn it up on you? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your car won't run? Then you're stuck in the desert in the burning sun. What you gonna do when your plane won't fly? You got 3 hours to make 1,000 miles. What you gonna do when blues come on, turn it up on you? Or what you gonna do? What you gonna do when your rent come due? You got to pay up, or then you gotta move. What you gonna do when you can't get along? You got to have it, and your body all bone. What you gonna do when the blues come out? Turn it up on you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the blues come out? Turn it up on you. Yeah. What you gonna do?
So much for coming out here tonight. I'm proud to announce that it looks like everybody's still alive and breathing, and we've had no cardiac events, which I'm sure is a great thing.
On the corner of Mountain and Third.
The Third Street Coffee House is a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Bob and Denise Schmucker run the place. Josh Jones books the acts. Mike Frankie produces the radio show. We get our goodies from Evie's Wildflower Restaurant and Bakery, and Trinity United Methodist Church puts a roof over our heads. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30, and find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
Footsteps on the
song lives on.
When everything outside is upside down, sit back and look to the heavens and savor the feeling of footsteps on